what really is important to talk about here is the impact that it's going to have on older Americans.
Absolutely.
And so the CDBG block grant, even though that is not a funding stream that Area 10 Agency on Aging has direct access to or is you know, funneled to us in any way, it certainly impacts the people that we serve. So the main impact in our region that CDBG has for older adults is that it's used for modification of homes to make them accessible for people who have disabilities. And that's huge. I mean, that is a big deal, because the median income for an older woman in this region is just a little over $13,000 a year. But one of the assets that they generally have is that they own their home. And they don't have the income to really hire professionals to come in. And in this region, that's probably the single most impactful use of CDBG dollars. You can have your home modified with things like grab bars, watered doorways, maybe building a ramp. And you can keep your home, safe in terms of making certain that the roof's not leaking, that sort of thing. So the CDBG block grants in this region, and in fact in all of Indiana, are not used for the senior nutrition program. But they are used for this other, you know, very important piece of successful aging in your home. In addition to that, in the Bloomington area, they use CDBG funding to fund things like better sidewalks, in terms of, you know, building those little ramps that make it so you don't have to step up and over a curb, that sort of thing. Those are critical for older adults or people with disabilities trying to move around town. You know, being able to get to, you know, your hairdressers, your doctor's appointment, that sort of thing. You know, even if you catch a bus, a lot of times it's a couple blocks away and you need to be able to navigate sidewalks and cross streets. And CDBG funding is a big piece of how that happens in this area. So in general, keeping our region mobility friendly for older adults and people with disabilities, CDBG fundings have a huge impact on them. There's a lot of other funding in this budget blueprint that is going to impact older Americans. Probably the biggest one is the CNCS, the National Service Corporation, is basically being zeroed out. And we have a very, very large RSVP program, which is Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. This serves over right about 470 older adults in Monroe and Owen County. And what this program does is we match them with volunteer opportunities, and they have such a huge impact in our nonprofit community. Just in the Bloomington area, provides the equivalent of 62 full-time employees for our area nonprofits. And that's everything from Hoosier Hills Food Bank to the Humane Society to the Opportunity House for Macomb. You know, they're on tap for food drives. They're on tap for all kinds of, you know, nonprofit opportunities. The VI PAWS that the Monroe County Humane Society does, that's a lot of those folks that do that are RSVP volunteers. And they're supported in this by the RSVP program. It has a huge economic impact on the community, and to lose that would be devastating.
So let me make sure I understand you correctly. That money goes to pay for the administration of that RSVP volunteer program. Seniors could still connect directly with their nonprofit of choice and volunteer.
They certainly could, but, you know, having said that, you know, I've worked for nonprofits my entire adult life. They don't really have the time or the staff to coordinate volunteers. So if they, you know, say have a project that needs to be done, they may not be able to reach out to the community in a way that's effective in terms of getting enough people to show up to do it. And so for those one-off opportunities where, hey, we've got a project, do you have volunteers? That's where our RSVP program comes in. It also houses a very, very important program called Caring Companions. And this is one that has such a wonderful and direct impact on the well-being of older adults. It's very, very easy for older adults, especially living in rural areas, to become very, very isolated. So basically what the Caring Companions program does is that it matches up, and again, this is kind of eHarmony. We look for interests in common and you know, that sort of thing, to make certain that it's a good match. And we nurture that match by going along on those visits for a while to make certain that people are, you know, are hitting it off okay and that it's a good match. And basically, we're matching people so that they have a companion, someone who checks in with them two or three times a week, someone who might run some errands, go to the grocery store, maybe do a little light housekeeping, you know, vacuuming, that sort of thing. You know, keep an eye on their companion animal, because a lot of times that is the main person, main living creature that they talk to on a daily basis. So that if they need vet care or if they need better food or assistance, that they can help with that. It's really a wonderful program, and we have 88 pairs right now that we're actively managing, and that program would go away. That program is not only for older adults. RSVP serves people that are 50 plus. We have an awful lot of IU students and Ivy Tech students, you know, who match up with these older adults as well. A lot of our IU students stay with their companion the whole 4 years they're at IU. And you know, these are wonderful intergenerational relationships that everybody benefits from. This is a program that we developed. It's been going for 6 years now. It won a national award for its efficacy. And it's funded through the RSVP program.
And how much does that program cost to run?
It's one part-time person.
And there's no other source for funding that position?
No. Everything else that we have in terms of funding, and we are funded by a lot of different mechanisms, because our main funding stream, Older Americans Act, is sequestered still. Remember the sequester from 2013? We're still funded at 2004 levels. And you know demographically what's happening in this country. I mean, the number of seniors in our region, it's almost doubled in the last 10 years. And it's going up, you know, even more quickly now.
How does that compare to the national rate of aging?
It's right in line with it. Other programs that are under the acts that we don't directly administer but are very important to our clients, LIHEAP, the Low Income Heating and Energy Assistance Programs, LIHEAP and weatherization.
I spoke with Doug Wilson, Director of Communications at the South Central Community Action Program, about the weatherization program for low-income households and also the heating and cooling program that assists low-income residents with summer and winter fuel bills. The South Central Community Action Program administers these two programs through Community Services Block Grants, or CSBG. Wilson is still assessing the impact of the Trump budget and wasn't able to speak in detail before our deadline, but he did say that during the 2015-2016 program year, the heating and cooling program provided energy assistance to more than 3,000 households in four counties, Monroe, Morgan, Owen, and Brown. Within those households, 1,700 individuals were over 55, and of those, more than 600 were over the age of 70. Other programs at the South Central Community Action Program are also in jeopardy. One is the Thriving Connections Program, an anti-poverty initiative that, among other things, provides support to grandparents raising their grandchildren. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.